Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 1 hour, doing psychic readings for the callers and the listening audience. You're listening to BBS Radio, the only internet radio station you'll ever need. Over 90 talk shows, folks, all original programming. Toll-free call-ins, and don't get no better than that. Dozens and dozens of readers. Get your pencil out. I'll give you the toll-free phone numbers. They're all over the website at BBS. They're all over my site, www.michaelgoger.com. We're also coming through two stations now at BBS Radio. So you can go to Station 1 or Station 2, and there is also 6 phone lines that are toll-free, so you can call in there. I don't have the phone numbers for Station 2, but I will have in the future. So if you're at the site, use all the phone lines that are connected to Station 1 and 2. Okay, Station 1, toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. The theme song of my show, the musical piece you listen to at the beginning, is titled Going Within, and it was created and played by Joe Dex, and his info can be found at my website, michaelgoger.com. I believe I have a caller on now, so I'm going to go right to the call. I have no guest today, so it's just me. I should be able to get more readings in. I have a guest this coming Sunday, an astrologer and a longtime friend, very interesting character, Sun Sound, for any of you Astro Yahoo chatters, you might know him as Sun Sound, but he'll be here Sunday with me talking about astrology, reincarnation, twin souls. And that'll be a great show. I'm also going to post that at my website. If you're not sure who I am, you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. I got a Yahoo group, a MySpace, and a mailing list, and I recommend that you join all three of them so you can stay on top of what's going on in my life. I have a lot of changes coming up in the next 2 months, and we'll be going full-time with this, I'd say in about 6 weeks. So connect with me and stay on top of what I'm doing. Okay, caller, how you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Ontario.
Ontario. What's your first name?
Kathy.
Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the show, Kathy. Thank you for calling. A lot of Canadians. Listeners, I think I'm more known in Canada than I am in the States.
Really?
Yeah, I'm well known in Canada, Japan, China. Okay, Kathy, you ever hear me read before?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just jump right into your reading, okay?
Okay.
You know, I feel like, right off the bat, I feel like I'm going to bounce around a little bit. I'm going through finances. They look good. They look like they're going to increase. Now, and then at the same time, I feel as though there's a little bit of, I don't want to say chaos, but some unstable energy going on with the finances or the job or the career. Is this making sense to you?
A little, yes.
Are you changing jobs, or are you waiting to hear something? And
yes, I'm waiting to hear something.
Okay, because I'm feeling like I'm waiting to hear something, and it's connected to the business arena, finances, money coming, getting what I want, achieving my goals, and I feel like I'm going to do this. Now, there's a very strong female connection to this. I don't know if it's a female friend involved. They connected you to this, or they're involved, or in the middle. But I feel as though she's there, and she's going to be a benefit to you. So pay attention to any female connections that might be involved in this, Kathy.
Okay.
Very professional with her, so is that making sense at all? A businesswoman, a friend, or a go-between?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you go into this, there may be. She may appear then. Okay, I feel like she's going to help me as it unfolds. So keep your eyes open for that. I feel very professional and very helpful with her, so, and it's going to come in handy. If you're looking for a doctor or lawyer, are you looking for a doctor, lawyer, professional advice type thing?
Yes.
Okay. Did you find it yet?
Yes, I think I did.
Okay. Is that a female?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's who I think I'm being told to talk about.
Okay. She was in my mind when you were talking about it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's the girl they're pointing to, because I feel like I was seeking advice, and I found it, and I believe it's a female, and she's going to be very helpful. She's going to help you with whatever the situation is.
Okay.
You chose wisely, I'm hearing, and it's the right one. So if you were thinking of doubting or wondering, I'm also feeling she's very skilled at negotiating and back and forth and getting things done and doing what needs to be done. So you got a talented lady there in your corner.
Okay.
May even become a friend, or feel like she's a friend somewhere down the road, and play even a bigger role. Now, let's see here. A lot of strange things here. Are you moving?
No.
Or thinking about it? Or something with the home? Is something changing in the home? Or rearranging?
I'm hoping to build a barn. Yes.
A barn?
Mm. I bought a horse and I want to put a barn in my...
Okay. Because I feel like there's changes going on. I was going to say add or build or expand or fix something or rehab something. So I can see that going on. I can see that happening. I'm also feeling very comfortable in the home. I feel like the home, as I get into the middle of December, towards the end of the year, I feel like a special angel in the home feeling. It's very comfortable, very peaceful. So expect things, no matter what they are, to get better. I feel like your home is going to become even more comfortable and happier and filled with joy and this type of feeling with this. Something with children, too, now. Children, and I don't know if you have grandchildren or younger children around you, some good things going on there. Is there any births around you, or anybody expecting or thinking or trying?
Yes, my daughter, my sister is expecting within the next week or two, and my daughter's expecting in March.
Oh, wow. No wonder I'm getting that.
And you actually predicted that my daughter was having a girl, and in her ultrasound, she is indeed having a girl.
Oh, good. So
you
I read you before then.
Yes, online, on this radio show.
Oh, good, good. Well, they're pointing to these births again, and they're... you ever have that magical moment? You don't get no better than this?
Mm-hmm.
There's something about a new baby in the home with the holidays, and it's just like it doesn't get no better. The angels, I just feel like the angels are filling your house. And
awesome.
So enjoy that, and look forward to it. And I'm also feeling like I'm getting some things I need. It could be the barn I'm getting for the horse, or even more things like appliances, furniture, some things that I want. I got my heart set on it, and I really want it, and I'm going to go ahead and go out and get it, and it's going to happen.
Good.
So look for this, towards the end of the year. I don't know when you need the barn or whatever else you are buying, but Is anybody in need of moving or relocating or finding a place? Because if you bump into this, I don't know if it's children or a friend, but you might bump into this. I'm just being made to feel like somebody might need to find a place, and it's going to be a good move for them.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm feeling close. I don't want to say family, but I'm feeling close. So it could be a friend or a neighbor. It's just that it's a beneficial move, and it may be connected to also their employment or finances for financial reasons or something like this. So if it does unfold by the end of the year and it is close to home at a heart, don't worry about it, because I feel like it's going to be an awesome move and also help the people that are involved. Let me see. That's about it. I got some numbers I want to give you. I'm getting numbers again, so I got a 13, a 26, and a 2.
Okay.
And I think they're going to come in handy. If a numerologist every Monday night is Allison Bauman, hang on to your numbers, you or anybody else that's listening, and see what they mean there, and put a buck on them.
Are you getting anything in the romance department?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I was just going to go there, and I was wondering, should I go on or should I see if she asked me? And you did ask me. But it would have been more impressive if I said it first, but it's okay. Romance? All right, hang on. Other than the home being very happy, I'm getting some interesting stuff here. Because I always felt that the home is balanced and happy and comfortable. Everything else is, too.
Yeah.
And so that's a plus right off the bat. And I'm also feeling that there may be a male, but there's something going on with money with him in work. So, and I'm not sure if he's there already or he's about to be or he's starting. But I feel like he'll be on the scene by middle of December, end of the year. And I got a funny feeling that for some reason there's a work or a money connection. I don't know if it's somebody you hire or somebody you're helping or somebody helps you. But there's a work thing with this and a money thing with this. So be open to this as you go into the through the holidays and the end of the year.
Okay.
He may also be something with school. Might even be a teacher or he's in school. So that's another tip that I'm getting with this.
Okay.
Or training for something. So, but I do feel that there is a male presence, and it will be either slowly starting now, probably is, and or if you're not quite sure what I'm talking about, look for it more towards the middle of December into the end of the year.
Okay.
And I feel good about it. I feel solid with it. I feel like he's a good man. More than enough man to be a relationship.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Kathy. Good luck with everything, and I hope I helped you.
You certainly did. Thank you very much.
Okay, Kathy. Take care. Thank you. Tell your friends about me.
Okay.
Ready.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. Sign my guest book, will you? A lot of people go there and they don't sign a guest book, but I'm guilty too. Hi, caller. How you doing? Caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hello.
Are you there?
Oh, dear. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You sound like you're in a cave.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Are you able to hear me?
Are you, you were loud and clear for a second, and then you went to a little squeak.
Hello?
Hmm. Don, you might have to check your... Go to a hard line, or... Are you talking directly into the mouthpiece? It's almost like you unplugged something right in the middle of hello.
I am.
No, all I'm getting is like a broken... No. Are you on a cordless? Can you go to a hard wire or walk away from the computer?
Are you able to...
It's getting better. If you buy the computer...
Are you able...
That sounds...
Yes, yeah, here.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yep. That's fine.
Okay, great.
Will you buy the computer? Or what was the problem?
Yes.
I'm curious.
I really don't know. I really have no idea what is it is. I have a voice over internet telephone.
Oh, you
that
okay.
May be it.
Okay, that possibly could be. So what did you do, switch phones?
No, I just...
You just kept trying.
On the microphone, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, honey, I've got... I've got some questions. First, my name is Emma.
Emma? Okay,
yes.
Emma. Welcome to the show. Emma?
I'm in... Yes, Emma.
Emma. Okay.
Yes. And it's nice to hear your voice, dear. I have a question about two people.
What part of the world?
One is Jim.
You just want to know about love.
I want to know about two people. One is Jim and one is Cindy.
Jim and Cindy. Wow. All right. Let's see here.
I'm sorry. It's Jim. It's Jimmy, actually. He is her father.
Okay.
Jim and Candy. Okay. Jim,
How about...
Been away from...
How about you let me read you? Let me just give you what Spirit's given me.
Okay.
And then we can do some questions.
All right.
What part of the world you calling from, Emma?
All right.
What part of the world
Texas.
You calling? Texas?
Texas. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm noticing with the computer call, there's a lag, so compensate for that. I'm just going to jump into your reading and you can listen.
Okay.
Okay, and right off the bat, I know, Emma, a lot of people, I do the question thing, but I like to give what Spirit gives me, because it may be more important to you, and at the time, you might not even realize it. So, but I'm getting an expansion with you, Emma. The end of the year is going to be very kind and very pleasant with you as far as... broadening your horizons and your experiences. I feel like there's going to be an increase in work and creating and just expanding what it is you love and what it is you do. So it's going to be good for you as you go into the end of the year. And there's going to be some new people coming into your life, Emma. So and they're going to be good for you and add to the atmosphere of excitement and expansion. So everything looks good there. I'm getting some travel for you between now and, say, the next 30 days, end of December. I feel like I'm going to be maybe traveling with friends or loved ones. Or I might even encounter some love during the travel, meet somebody that could wind up being an interest, or it may even be because of or with loved ones. So keep that in mind as you go through things. Financially, I'm feeling good. There's a definite increase there. I'm not worried about my finances. I feel like that's going to hold strong and continue to climb. So I'm hearing success. I feel like there's a lot of talent. I'm getting a lot of talent with you. The arts, I don't know if it's drawing or singing or writing, or what, but it's the arts. It's entertainment. Being noted for it and being able to increase my finances, make some money off it. So look for this because and to push it and focus on it because it's there and it's definitely going to be coming your way. Also with you, the home, I feel very happy with the home. I feel like it's comfortable and balanced and there's no negative energies. I feel solid and the future looks even better. There's... I feel like there might have been an illness, a wearing down of the mind and the energy and the body. It's like a chain reaction, a wearing down. It might have started in the head and affected the whole body. So through exhaustion or confusion, and there's going to be a healing there too. There's a healing coming to this person. I'm hearing that if there's anybody on your mind or heart right now that's been ill or has been ill or having issues and problems, or it's going to be improved and probably helped and improved, I'm getting. I would look for it more towards... actually, it's not too far away. I would say... within a week, if there's anybody been having problems, there's going to be improvements, and it's going to continue right up until the end of the year. And by the end of the year, it's going to be celebrating. The next 30 days is going to tell a lot for anybody that's having problems, anybody that's on your heart. And I'm also feeling there's some kind of a project, too. I feel like and it's in the near future. It's right, you're right on top of it, an outcome-type feeling to this, something that you wanted to get going or up and running. I don't know if it's a business or some sales or anything that's connected to your future as far as creating and accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish. They're going to get up and running. They're going to be moving forward, full steam ahead. So, also with a move, there's somebody relocating too before the end of the year, by the end of the year. A move, I don't know if it's you or someone close to you. I pick up on what's on your heart and mind. So if somebody's in need of relocating or moving, I'm seeing that going through. Also, with business, again with business with you, being noted, making your mark, getting connected, is all on the near horizon with you. The new year is going to be very interesting for you professionally and financially. Let's see. Okay, Emma, knowing all of that, you had a concern about a man and his daughter. Did any of the info connect to it? And I'll try to answer the question better for you.
I believe that it did focus on the gentleman, but I'm also concerned about his daughter. The gentleman, I am wondering when he will be returning to El Paso, and the daughter is in stage 4 cancer, and I'm wondering approximately how long she has.
Wow.
So I'm not looking for good news. I'm looking for real news, what you're seeing.
Right. I am now... I knew it was the daughter, and I knew the father. How is he doing? It's rough. Rough, right?
In what he has, why I know you're focusing on that it started in his head, in his brain. He is mentally ill. He does suffer emotional illness.
I'm feeling it.
So I'm wondering...
Okay.
Did he get better? The home and
when happened. Okay, now there's absolutely no chance for the girl, for Stacy.
Oh no, there's absolutely no chance for her. It's just
okay.
I'm wondering,
okay,
you know, about how long.
Yeah, about how long. Boy, I want to say, I don't like doing these kind of readings, especially on air, but I want to say like 8 weeks, 2 months. And
okay.
I feel like it may be the thing that brings the father to, what's it, back to you, to where you are, Texas.
Okay.
He's plans on coming
yes.
back. Or you're hoping he comes back.
Okay.
Okay. Listen. The father, you want him to come back or he wants to come back?
It's been both ways. It has been both ways, but he falls out of touch and he'll tell me not to contact and then he's very much wants to be with me and then don't contact. I think, Michael, that he's going through a lot with his daughter's ill.
He
I
is.
I think that's the reaction that he's giving.
Yes.
He's mentally ill himself.
I'm feeling that. He's really, he's not doing good emotionally, mentally. His nerves, exhaustion, depression. I'm feeling these things connected to the situation. So, but I am getting an improvement. And it's to the point now where I think when the girl passes, as difficult as it is, it's a weight off the shoulder because they're at a suffering and pain.
Yes.
Okay, so I think when this happens, it's going to be a big thing that helps him get a grip on what he's going through. Okay, now what was their prognosis on the time? How much time does she have?
They're honestly not giving her a time. It started out stage 2 breast cancer. She thought she was completely in remission, and last month she was very tired, went in for a reprisal, and they found metastasized to her lungs. And at stage 4, usually approximately 70% throughout the body. What is curious to me, Michael, her spirits are so high, she says she does not feel ill at all. This is a very strange thing for a woman who just spent 1 week in ICU and had 4 liters of fluid filled with cancer cells taken off her lung.
Right. That's why I asked you if there was no hope.
They said it's at end stage. Stage 4.
You know, I don't. I can feel how grave this is, but I don't feel it in her. It's almost like is she sick in bed or working or what?
No, she doesn't work. She's very well taken care of. Her husband's a millionaire.
Yeah. Okay.
She doesn't work.
Okay, because I feel so strong with her, but I do feel the graveness of the situation, and the father is being really affected by this. So. What they need is time. Just enjoy the time that they have left. And if and when this does happen, because I believe in miracles now, if and when this does happen, he'll be able to reverse it. I do feel that he's doing much better by the end of the year. I feel like emotionally and mentally he's doing much better. Okay.
And you think he'll be back in touch with me then around then?
What's that?
You think he'll be back in touch with me around then, the end of the year?
I do feel that he is the one I feel relocating.
Okay, back home, okay.
See what I mean?
Yes, that's what I... Be kind, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful, blessed day.
Emma, I hope I helped you, and...
You did.
Pray for him. I'll be praying for Stacy and her dad, and anyone else that's listening. I'm sure they're already said a little prayer for her. So it's very difficult, and I hope everything goes well for you.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, Emma. Take care. Thank you. Tell your friends about me.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Emma. www.michaelgoger.com. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'm doing psychic readings for the listening audience. Pick up your phone, give me a ring. The number is all over BBS Radio website and all over my website, www.michaelgoger.com. Stop in, sign my guest book. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hello, Michael. This is Nancy. I'm doing great. And you?
Nancy, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
You getting ready for the holidays?
Yes, I am.
Good. Are you going to eat at home? You cooking or you going out?
Well, probably my husband's going to be cooking.
Can he cook?
It's just the two of us since all the kids are out of state.
Oh, okay. Can he cook?
Oh, yes, he can.
Sounds good. I like to eat, so.
Yeah, don't we all?
And all I watch is psychic shows and cooking shows, so that tells you a little bit about me. And Law and Order. Who don't watch Law and Order, right?
Yeah.
My hometown, New York City.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where I was born. Now I'm upstate. I'm a country boy, so. All right, Nancy, how can I help you? You got a question or you just want me to hear what I'm hearing for you?
Just let me know what you're hearing.
All righty. I know people, it's nice to know that health is strong and looking good and finances are going to be okay. And I feel very busy with you. And surround. surrounded with opportunity. I feel like I'm going to do a lot of crafts, too. Or are you volunteering for something? Or are you going to do something for the holidays, a special project? Or
no, not that I know of yet.
Is it ringing a bell at all? Okay.
Nope.
Okay, I feel my hands, they're showing me hands, and they're very busy. So prepare to be busy. A lot of opportunity, too, though. What about hubby now? Is there something going on with him in the work world? Because there's things coming here, and oh, you're working too, I think, Nancy, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, is there changes going on there? I feel the work world changing.
There are changes coming up. There's more added to my job.
I am feeling that, and that's why they're showing me busy hands.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, see how they work?
Uh-huh.
They show me a picture of busy hands, and you can build a reading around that. If anybody's interested in developing as a reader, that's a little secret. You look at your pictures and you build a story around it. But I feel it could be beneficial, Nancy. Financially, too. I'm feeling it's going to help somehow for you. I don't know if it brings you into something else or it's a stepping stone or it increases the money, maybe.
Okay.
I would kind of run with it for a while. I'm not feeling bad. I feel like it's good. I feel very creative. I feel like it's going to lead to other things. They're showing me other doors opening. I don't know what your goals are or plans are, but there may be something that would interest you coming along because of this.
Okay.
So it would pay off. Confidence will be a big thing with this. Just be confident and do it because I feel like it's going to reward you. I keep hearing rewards coming. Also, any plans on opening a business? I feel like you always wanted to have a business of your own or do something from home.
Yes, I want to open up a health business.
Yeah, it seems to always be around you. I'm always feeling this with you. And then I feel like I'm learning something with it. Are you training or getting ready or preparing? Or?
Well, I've been taking natural healing courses, like I'm a Reiki master, and I've taken Theta, and there's other things I want to take, but because I'm working and because of the finances, I'm just not able to advance more than I've gotten to so far.
Right. Continue doing what you're doing because I feel like I'm training for something and it's going to be like a goal or a heart's desire. So I can see this coming to you.
Okay.
They're pointing to it. And I feel like there's going to be more training and more skills going with it. I mean, you can always prepare behind the scenes, you know.
Right.
The more you learn, the more you train, the more you... And then when you do open, you'll have a nice little package there. Because that's what I feel like I'm going to be doing, so I'm spitting it out anyway. And you're going to probably see more of that, preparing for it and getting ready. I would go as far as researching the business end, if there's any loans or grants or anything for that you can take advantage of, women in business or student loan, you know, that type of thing, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
I'm being pulled to explore this for some reason, so keep that in mind as you go through life.
Okay.
As you go through the next, into the new year, end of the year. I'm being pulled too, Nancy. I feel like I want to leave my job and I want to work from home. It's like an overwhelming pull. And sometimes I daydream of it. I feel like I'm daydreaming of it, and I feel itchy. Like I'd rather be doing that and doing it now. So this is very strong with you. And the more you put into it, the more it's going to give back. And follow your dream. I keep hearing follow the dream.
Mm-hmm.
The talent's there. The energy is there. You would be fantastic at Reiki and anything else that you decided to get into.
Oh, wow.
It's in the voice, too. Empathic. There's some empathic skills here with you, too. So it would go good with your business, the health business. What would you do? Just massages and...
Well, I'm not a massage therapist.
As far as Reiki goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would capitalize on the Reiki.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it's going to be combined with other things.
Yeah.
I keep getting crafts. I don't know if it's New Age crafts or... But the oils and crystals and this type of thing, so I can see you combining it with something.
Okay, I do. I'm learning to work with crystals now.
Okay, and I feel like there's I'm getting a whole bunch of stuff, so it's I would combine it with crafts. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Even if and that's a big field, you can really fill it in. I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time at the end of the year. I feel like the people that I need to help me do this are being drawn to me. The experiences, the circumstances are going to be drawn to me. And an opportunity. You might even get an opportunity to connect with someone or to join forces with someone even.
Oh.
So be open to that. It might be somebody that's already set up and they're looking to expand.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because I'm feeling like I'm in the right place at the right time, or that I meet the right person at the right time, and the vibrations just start clicking, and it goes into a reality from there. So, and setbacks and challenges aren't going to bother you. I feel like I'm going to go through one thing at a time. So take one thing at a time, I'm hearing to tell you. And even if it don't look good, go around it, go over it, take your time, and just work your way through it, and that dream will come true.
Okay.
I'm feeling lucky, too. I feel lucky that from here to the end of the year, other than knowing that things are changing and I'm changing and I want other things in life, everything else looks good for you.
Awesome.
Okay. Let me see. That's about it, unless you got a question that you wanted me to zero in on.
Well, I do.
What do you got?
You see anything popping up with my half-sister?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I knew.
Of course you knew that.
I could be a mind reader, I think. I'd go on the show Phenomena.
Oh, goodness.
But
She's still in my heart, and I keep praying that, you know, she'll feel the love that I sent her and that she'll just open up and give me a call or knock on my door or something.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're giving me it's funny because they're giving me a picture of a female and she's got a blinders on, and I just feel like it's going to stay a mystery for a while.
Okay.
Or it's going to be a touch and go thing, and I feel like it's going to go on at least into the new year, and they're just leaving me up in the air, and they're leaving me on a wheel, and I'm spinning around. So I don't think there's going to be anything major with it, at least until the beginning of the new year anyway.
Okay.
But I know it weighs heavy on your heart because they're making me feel this.
Yeah.
And I wish there was something I can do to help you. Who knows? I always felt that there'd be a break in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing it now, a break coming. But they're leaving it on a wheel, and this is telling me that it's going to go on for a while longer.
And, you know, that might be what she needs. I know that from other things that you've told me that, you know, she feels like, you know, she's less than, or, you know, will think she's less than.
Right.
So I know there's going to be time that it's going to take for her to feel and see the light and maybe say, wait a minute, you know. I'm just putting words into my head.
Yeah. And, you know, I can sit here and I can spit out things like right now I'm getting nurse imagery. She may be a nurse. I'm getting water imagery. She may be on the water somewhere. And I can keep going and going and going with it. But it would, who knows, maybe these things will add up to the point where you can put together something and find her, you know. But, it's going to go on for a while longer anyway, that's for sure, at least until the new year. And who knows, maybe, like I said, maybe we'll get enough facts where you can, it'll help you look anyway.
Well, you know, I appreciate you giving me what you've given me.
I appreciate you.
Know, I still have my faith and my hope, and time comes when it's supposed to come.
Yeah. It's one of the worst parts of being a reader is being wrong or not getting the information you need.
Well, maybe I'm not supposed to get it yet.
Maybe she's
supposed to come to me, and I'm just...
That's the
need
truth.
To keep being patient.
That's the best way it works.
Yes. That's, so, you know, I believe that with all my heart and soul.
Yeah.
So I appreciate everything that you have done for me.
Thank you, Nancy. Tell your friends about me.
Oh, I have been.
All right. And you enjoy the holidays?
You too.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, everybody, if you want to call, pick up the phone, give me a ring, michaelgoger.com. If you want to know more, check me out. sign my guest book. I got a lot going on there at the many different interesting links. You can, I got a fantastic patriotic tribute. You can, it'll take you an hour to go through it, and it's from the heart. And if you ain't crying after you leave it, there's something wrong with you. Several Yahoo groups that you can get into, one for emotional mental issues, one for meditating and spiritual development, and one for internet safety and security. If you're being harassed or bothered on the internet, there is help. Don't let nobody tell you there's nothing you can do. There is help. I have the group, the Yahoo group, WOW, linked on my website. You can go directly to the group, join the group. There's a lot of people there that would be able to help you and guide you through any security issues on the internet. Caller?
Hello?
Hi.
It's Michelle from North Carolina.
Michelle, oh my God, I was thinking about you yesterday. I was looking at your picture and thinking about you. and the girls in the dancing school.
Yeah, they just did a festival here, and they're going to be on TV December the 2nd.
Wow, what was that again? They're going to be on TV?
Yeah, they're going to be on a show called Carolina Music Scene.
Oh.
And it's where they show new talent, new bands, and they're actually going to be on with another band called Full Throttle, and it's a little bluegrass group, a little kids.
Wow. Bluegrass. I like that. Excellent, excellent, excellent. That's good. So you're having fun and things are moving along then?
Yeah, they're doing really good as far as the dancing and all. It's going really well.
Okay, well. Don't let the holidays get you down. I feel like you're on the verge of getting down sometimes. Don't let
it. That stays that way around here.
Well, it'll change for you. I feel like it's changing because they're giving me a man and he's holding money. And I feel like there's something with a male and an increase of finances. I feel like finances is what we need to talk about today.
Okay.
With you.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it always is, right?
Yes, exactly.
Especially if it's an increase.
Yeah, the dancing's doing good, but it doesn't make a whole lot of money right now, so.
Right. Yeah. I feel that improving. Is he waiting for a raise or a promotion, or there's something coming, or is it you? There's something extra coming. I can feel it.
Well, I want to get a building set from where we're teaching now and make it bigger, but I just don't know if I can afford to do that yet.
Interesting. Let me see here. All right, let me get the other stuff out so I don't want to get... I've got some travel. I don't know if this is hubby, but there's some travel. Are you? But between now and the end of the year, I feel like I'm traveling. I'm going somewhere, a little bit of a journey. And are you seeking help for the bigger school? Have you tried anything yet? Because I feel like...
Nothing
yet? All right.
Not yet.
I'm pretty sure you're going to try or start, because I feel like I'm applying and getting what I'm asking for. So.
Well, I've looked at some buildings, I mean, but I hadn't done anything yet.
Okay. Well, you're manifesting it, and I believe probably by the end of the year you're going to be like in a decision-making process. So the facts are going to be in. You might know where you want to go or what you want, and then you're going to get the wheels moving on trying to get it. So, because
okay.
I feel very close with this. I feel like you're not too far away from actually making some phone calls and filling out some paperwork. So. I wouldn't be surprised if it was by the end of the year. Now, let's see. I got I think it's a pleasure trip. I don't know if you're going away for the holidays or visiting someone, or are you going to spend time with someone? I just feel like...
I don't know.
You might get
I don't know. We hadn't talked about going anywhere yet. I mean, we did talk about going to Disney at one time, but then... We weren't sure we could afford it, so...
Yeah. Well, you might even get, like, an invite for the holidays, for dinner or something. I just feel very joyous with this, and I want to go to it because it's healing and it's fun. And I feel like there's a light bulb goes off with business and work, so I just feel like I'm with somebody and I'm having fun, and all of a sudden a light bulb goes off, and it's connected to your business endeavors. So be open to a light bulb going off in your head within the next 30 that could help you. Because ideas come to us, inspiration just like a light going on and off, you know.
That's how my mind is.
Yeah, that's how it works. And if you don't grasp it right away, you could lose it. Sometimes you have a hard time remembering what it was even 10 minutes later, you know. So.
Oh, I dream everything I need to be doing.
Yeah, good. I do too. I program myself before I go to bed. You can even ever do that, where you introduce a suggestion, and you repeat it as you're falling to sleep. That's also a very powerful tool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, and whatever problem you're working on, you can say you're open to the solution being given to you.
Okay.
And then say it as you're going to sleep. And okay, anyway, I got some news coming. I feel like it's a raise or a promotion or an increase. I believe it might be hubby there, your man friend. And then something, I'm hearing good news for the children, good news for the children. So this could be connected to a bigger school. And you have your own children, right?
Right, I have three.
Okay, I just got an overall feeling that the holidays are going to be pleasant and the money that you need will come to you or get better.
Okay.
So try not to worry so much about that.
Well, I'm supposed to get a settlement from my first, my ex. He lost his job, and he's supposed to get like some kind of big check, and he's wanting me to drop child support to make a settlement with him on the other two.
Mm.
So maybe that's what that is.
It could be. It could very well be that there's some money coming. And I wouldn't... I'm also feeling a raise or a promotion. I don't know if it's your man friend getting a raise or something bigger or more. So,
I don't know.
Well, keep that in mind.
He's gone a lot. He's a truck driver still. He's gone all the time.
Mm-hmm. Might be an increase there for him. I'm also feeling agreements. It's funny you're saying this, because now I'm hearing settlements. Agreements and settlements being reached. And I feel like it's like right around the middle of December.
Yeah, he said around the 14th.
Yeah, right around the middle of December, and word is coming through that... there's an agreement made, and it's
okay.
A settlement. So I got a feeling it could be that. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Okay.
And let me see. I feel like I worry about my relationship for some reason, and it's. I keep hearing, don't worry. Tell her not to worry about the relationship.
We've just been together for 7 years, and it just doesn't seem like it's going any further. So
yeah,
I just wonder if I'm wasting my time or not.
That's how I'm feeling with you. Like it's getting kind of frustrating, and if you don't put a stop to that, it'll only keep driving you nuts or get worse.
Right. So I don't know if I should just put a stop as far as moving on my own, or
what
I should do.
I wouldn't do anything until the end of the year. I would just enjoy the rest of the year because I think you got some changes coming that's going to put some life back in the relationship.
Okay.
I just got that feeling that he's
okay.
I got a feeling he's going to be doing better, and then you got something coming, and some of your dreams are going to start unfolding, and it could make a big difference in the relationship. So I would wait until the beginning of the year before I really made a decision. And I would just enjoy the holiday with my family and my loved ones, and just let the magic of the holidays take over.
Okay.
Because I do feel it improving and getting better. And like I said, stay on top of a light bulb going off with your dream, because I just feel that you're going to be directed to the right building and the right price and the right people.
Well, do you see me writing a book or anything? Because I've been thinking about writing a book on how my mom started dancing and how it went from all the way from me and all of us doing it.
I got a feeling you're going to do several things. I got a feeling the school's going to expand and you're going to be combining other things with it. And the talent and the artist in you is there. So.
Well, I'm sitting in there making costumes right now for Christmas shows.
That's what I'm feeling.
That's what you're probably seeing.
Yep. So you're sitting on everything you need, and you're going to combine it all, and I would say a book on all of this is a real possibility.
Okay.
Because you have an artist in you, and it wants to create, and you're heading into that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So follow your dreams. Start that book, and Enjoy the holidays. Don't do anything major until the beginning of New Year with the relationship.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, I've just been taking it kind of slowly for 7 years now.
Okay.
I guess one couple more months ain't gonna hurt.
That's and it's the magical months of the year. Love, hugs, kisses, everybody helping each other. So capitalize on that and breathe that energy in and
okay.
Let the other stuff come through. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it, Mike.
No problem, Michelle. Take care.
You got any numbers?
Matter of fact, I do. They were, oh, this is unbelievable. They were just yelling at me while you were saying, give me the numbers. I got an 11, 14, 2, 15, and 5.
Okay.
Yeah, strange. Five numbers. That's weird. All righty.
That's wild.
Yeah. Usually
okay.
It's three. Okay. Take
well,
care.
Well, the 15th. Okay. Well, my daughter's birthday is the 16th, and we were planning on doing something the 15th for her, so that's probably what that is. She'll be six, so.
There you go.
Okay.
And
well, thank you, Mike.
Put a buck on them, too. No more than a buck, though. don't tell anybody.
I hear you.
All righty. You take care of yourself.
You too, Mike.
All righty. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to know more about me, michaelgoga.com. If you're just joining, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts here at BBS Radio. It's the only internet radio station you'll ever need. Over 90 live talk shows, dozens and dozens of readers. I will be on Visible by the Numbers November 19th at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be Allison Bauman's guest. We're going to have a ball. We're even thinking about appearing on each other's show on a regular basis because we work well together and we enjoy each other. And I'm also running her newsletter through my mailing list. And it's loaded with tips on numerology and how to do your own chart and how to read yourself using numbers. So join my Yahoo group and my MySpace and my mailing list and stay on top of what's happening to me. There's some major changes coming up. You may see me miss a show or two up until at least the middle of December. I'm in the middle of moving. My daughter's moving. My grandsons are going with my daughter. And it's a very emotional. We were living together for a year and a half, and it's quite an emotional experience. I feel like my kids are moving out of my house. And my wife's going through the same thing. So, and on top of all the commotion that goes with moving, so I got a lot going on. But by the middle of December, things are going to be calmer, expanding. Pal Talk, I'm going to be in Pal Talk. It's coming, and it's going to be on a regular basis. I'll be in there promoting my radio show and BBS radio station and doing free readings while I'm promoting. So join my list and stay on top of what I'm doing. And in the meantime, check me out, www.michaelgoga.com. I'm available in private. Just email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com, if you'd like to have a private session with me. It's affordable, and those prices will be going up, too, in the beginning of the year. So get your private reading in before the prices go up. I'm going to say goodbye for now. There's another show. I got to say goodbye now. I'm going to let everybody go. Take care. God bless. I will see you Sunday. I got an astrologer on Sunday, and that's going to be a very interesting, exciting show. Take care, everybody, and blessings.